Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Vietnam's constitution provides for freedom of expression, including for the press. But as the U.S. State Department's most recent human rights report on Vietnam noted, in practice, the government did not respect these rights. The State Department observed the government also continued to use broad national security and anti-defamation provisions to restrict freedom of expression. In addition, the report said, the law expressly forbids, quote, taking advantage of democratic freedoms and rights to violate the interests of the state or lawful rights and interests of organizations or individuals. In its latest prison census, the Committee to Protect Journalists found that as of December 1, 2020, Vietnam held at least 15 journalists behind bars for their work, making it the second worst jailer of journalists in Asia. This unfortunate trend has continued into 2021. On October 28th, a Vietnamese court convicted five journalists affiliated with the Bao Sok, or Clean Journalism Group, and sentenced them to multi-year prison terms for, quote, abusing democratic freedoms, end quote, under Article 331 of the Penal Code. Truong Chau Nu Don, founder of the Bao Sok Group, was sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars. Duan Kin Giang and Li Tu Tang received sentences of 3 years each, while Nguyen Phoc Thuong Bao and Nguyen Thanh Na were given 2-year sentences. In addition, all five have been prohibited from working as journalists for 3 years after completing their prison terms. In a written statement, State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States is deeply troubled by the convictions. We understand this group of journalists focus on investigative reporting on corruption, which of course is not a crime, he said. The five convictions are the latest in a troubling trend of detentions and convictions of Vietnamese journalists and citizens exercising their rights to freedom of speech and of the press, as enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. The United States calls on the Vietnamese authorities to protect these freedoms, to release these five journalists and all those unjustly detained, and to allow all individuals in Vietnam to express their views freely and without fear of retaliation, Mr. Price declared. We urge the Vietnamese government to ensure its actions are consistent with the human rights provisions of Vietnam's constitutions and its international obligations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.